Hello, everybody. This is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English. A very warm welcome. In the studio, I have my Fosico students, intelligent looking, conscientious, enthusiastic, and smiling. So how's everybody doing today, Koto?
Fine, thank you.
Brilliant. Saboj?
Everything's great.
Excellent. Victor, how's it hanging?
I'm great, thanks.
Brilliant. Victoria?
Fine, thanks.
Thank you very much. Today's special guest is Mr. Roger Hall, a production designer from Great Britain. Roger, thank you very much for joining us. And as a production designer, Roger has had so many films that I'd rather not list them. I just want to mention one, and I wonder if you can come up with the title. This film is about the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris, and it's about two British runners. One is Mr. Harold Abrahams of England, and the other one is Eric Liddell from Scotland. If you know the film, would you put up your hand? You know it? Do you know the title in English?
Yes.
Koto.
Chariots of Fire.
You know it in Hungarian?
Dusekerek.
Excellent. Now, the film came out in 1981, and these kids were born in 1983, 84. Isn't that lovely? They know the film. I think it's just wonderful. Right. So as I've mentioned, and you can see here Roger's name and production designer. So what is a production designer's responsibility, Saboj?
I don't know, maybe create the scenery, arrange the set, imagine the whole thing, the whole screen, the whole appearance. Something
right.
Like that.
Excellent. Would anybody like to add anything to it? No? Then I'm turning to Roger. You agree?
That's a pretty good approximation, yes. That's very good. Yeah.
So all the visuals?
Almost all the visuals. A lot of the framing, perhaps, may be taken on board by the lighting cameraman or the camera
right.
operator.
Yeah. We're going to get into this pretty soon. But before that, we are going to talk about Roger's hometown. And it's going to be a news item, group one. Your job is going to be to try and guess the name of the city. And group two, what do you think is happening? Okay, so would you please roll the tape? Saboj?
We are in London.
How do you know? What helped you?
The Tower Bridge.
Yes. Thank you very much. Excellent. And what's happening? I think it's a little bit more demanding. Victoria?
You're right. Maybe it's traffic control. Some changes have occurred in traffic.
Right. And you can see this C here. And I'm turning to you, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
What does it stand for?
Congestion. Charging.
Yes, yeah. I have this word card here, congestion charge. What does that mean?
It means you're going to be charged for driving around in your own town.
How much?
£5 a day.
Yes, £5, which is approximately 2,000 florins per day, if you want to drive downtown, from 7 in the morning till
6:30. 6 or 7 at night.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. So, how do you feel about it? Are you going to drive?
I just live just outside of the congestion zone, so I have more traffic now than I ever had before because of everyone driving past.
So you're not going to drive into the centre?
I get on the underground train.
Do you think it's a good idea, this congestion charge?
I think it is a good idea if they improve public transport. At the moment, they haven't done so.
So what's the problem?
In terms of improving the transport system,
yeah.
Money, I think.
So the public transport is very expensive?
It is, and they should have reduced the cost of public transport in order to encourage people to go on the public transport and come out of their cars.
Now it's going to be very interesting because we are going to meet the Mayor of London, Mr. Ken Livingstone, and he's going to talk about the Tory Party. And again, I'm turning to you. I think there's another name for the Tory Party. What's the real name, the official name?
Conservative Party.
The Conservative Party. Now, this is going to be your job. Try and understand what Mr. Ken Livingstone says about the Tory party. Would you roll the tape, please?
If this works, it will be spreading around the world, and have the Tory party say we'll scrap it, whether it works or not, I just think is an insult to our intelligence.
And obviously...
Right. Now, I think it's really, really difficult to understand, but if you could catch anything, would you put up your hand? Something. Victoria?
If this works, the Tory party found out something or had an idea and he wants to check on it.
Right. Roger?
I think he's saying that the Tory party will throw it out regardless of whether it's effective or not.
Right, yeah. So it's a political battle, right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Hungarian phenomenon that the ruling party says yes, the opposition will say no. And it's very reassuring that it's the same in Britain, or is it?
It's interesting that the mayor is in fact a Labour member, and the Labour government were against him for a while as well. So
right.
It's quite interesting. So this, he's got three-way.
Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a political issue now, so not just traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's not talk about politics, let's get back to art. And this particular task is going to be for the boys. Just with the help of the visual images, I would like you to guess the country and the century. Okay? Would you roll the tape, please? So, boys,
the 19th century, I think.
What makes you think so?
I know this film, so.
Oh, you've seen this film?
Yes.
Yep. Well, then it's easy. So, Bolch, what
I
would
guess
you say?
It's the 18th century, but now I'm
right.
Not quite
and,
sure.
And which country would you say?
That's in France.
Yep.
Yes.
Great. Now, I'm turning to you. Mm-hmm. This is obviously, would you say the title of the film, please?
It's Jane Eyre.
It's Jane Eyre, and the director was
Franco Zeffirelli.
Zeffirelli, and you were the production designer. Mm-hmm. How much work did you have with this scene? So what about the furniture? What about the pictures?
The furniture and the pictures, the room, first of all, is built in the studio. So it's not shot on location. And then everything you see there is either hired in, the furniture, from furniture hire companies in England, and the things like the fireplace would be made in plaster.
Right, so first you drew the fireplace and then they built it. So
yes.
It's not a real drawing,
no.
It's a drawing room, isn't
it? It's a drawing, what they would call a drawing room, yes.
Yeah, at the time it was called a drawing room, not a living room.
Yeah.
And you can see this beautiful fireplace. And all the pictures were hired?
Were all be hired, yeah.
Right, and
all
what about the costumes? Did you have anything to do with the costumes?
The costumes are probably made by... costume designer designed and had them made for the
right
artists.
Thank you very much. Now I wonder, how was it? I mean, Mr. Zeffirelli called you and said, Roger, I would like to have you on the film as a production designer. Was it like that?
A little like that, yes.
How did you prepare for this film?
First of all, research. So you do a lot of research into the period, you read the book and so on, and then you get an idea of how, you know, the feeling of the room, or how light or dark it may be in atmosphere. And then you put it together. You run it by the director, and if he likes it, then you go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Did you read the book when you were in the secondary school?
I did.
Yes. And then you had to reread it, right?
I did, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of reading and a lot of research.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. Now we're going to see a very beautiful... No, we're going to watch something. I think we have deserved to watch something. And it's going to be Jane Eyre is going to talk to the schoolmaster. And just one question. Why is the schoolmaster surprised? Would you roll the tape?
This is Jane.
Jane Eyre. Jane, this is Mr. Brocklehurst of Lowood School.
How do you do, sir?
I hear you're a wicked child, Jane Eyre. Let me examine you. Do you know where the wicked go after death?
To hell.
What is hell? Can you tell me that?
A pit full of fire.
And should you like to fall into that pit and to burn there forever?
No, sir.
What must you do to avoid it?
Keep well and not die, sir.
Right. I must say that this schoolmaster is my role model. Really, really nice guy. So why was he surprised? Victoria?
You mean at the end of the conversation?
At the end, obviously, at the end of the scene.
The girl was very witty, and the answer was not what he had probably expected.
But very different.
Yes.
Right. Thank you very much. Now, the next scene is going to be when Jane Eyre and the schoolmaster arrive at a boarding school. And after that, I'm going to have a couple of questions. So would you please roll that bit, please? Right, so it says Lowood Charity School. How did you find this building?
I don't think that was really a school. This was just a building we liked that fitted the style, and we put the sign up outside.
Right, so you were travelling around looking for a building like that?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you found it?
Derbyshire. I'm pretty certain that's Derbyshire.
And you just looked at it and said, Eureka, that's it?
Well, no, we look at lots.
It's not that easy.
No.
It's not a piece of cake. Right. Okay. Now, people say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. And we are going to put this proverb to a test. Because the next scene we're going to watch consists of 4 shots. And Victoria, Cotta, the first shot is going to be yours. Subwards, the second is yours. Victor, number 3. Victoria, number 4. And I want you to try and take a mental photograph of everything, because you're going to be asked to describe that picture. So, get ready. Would you roll the tape, please? Right. So, good, there's no picture. I'm going to block your view. So, can you recall the picture?
Yes, there was a sea, some kind of greyish waves, and then it came to a flock of sheep passing by, and then a castle, and the grass was very green.
Excellent. What kind of castle? Can you describe the castle?
Well, it was made of brick stones, I guess.
What was the color?
Some kind of brownish.
Right, so here we go. Right, excellent memory. You can even remember the flock of sheep, which is really excellent. So, what about the flock of sheep? Did you have any work with the flock of sheep?
Not personally, no.
So, any comments on this? Again, the castle?
We put all the chimney pots on the top of the house. Seems an odd thing to do, but I mean, we just to try and make it look more Elizabethan. In fact,
but it's like a real castle somewhere?
It's a house, again, it's in Derbyshire, it's called Haddon Hall. It's a rather famous house in Derbyshire.
And the chimney, these kind of things?
They're that's the turret, and then a bit further along to your left are the chimney pots on the top. Right. See the tall, thin ones?
Would you like to come here and show them, please?
Sure. Yeah. These, they were all put on the top.
Right.
Which was quite a trial.
Right, thank you very much.
Well, it was windy.
Subwoj, do you remember your picture?
Yes, it was. There was a young girl in the window, and she was combing herself. And as far as I can remember, the sun was shining, and it shone on the wall, and there's light atmosphere. But right. You could see it just for a few seconds.
Right. And is it in the evening or in the morning?
Morning, I think.
Right. Combing her hair.
Yes.
Right. Could we have the picture, please? And then we're going to check on this.
Sure.
Right. Excellent memory. Excellent memory. Combing her hair or brushing her hair.
Brushing.
And sort of sunbathing, right? Bathing in the sun. Again, turning to you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did you have with this particular shot?
This, not very much. I mean, this is the window on the location. So we did build the room in the studio. So we had to match this window to the studio set. But this was shot here because of the atmosphere, you know, just because it's real daylight and real sunshine. So it was a much more interesting picture to
right.
do it on set, on the location.
Thank you very much. It's your turn, Victor. Shoot.
The third picture was taken from the angle of the girl, and it shows the flock of sheep and the stream or the river, and there is a bridge.
What kind of bridge?
Stone, made of stone. I don't know.
Yep, it's a majestic view, isn't it? Very
yes.
wonderful.
Yes,
and are there any people in the picture?
Couldn't catch any people. Good.
I'm happy. Great. So, could we have the picture? Yes. I think there's maybe the shepherds, but basically it was an excellent description. We have the river. We have this stone bridge. Again, I'm turning to you.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
But did you have any work with this?
No.
Nothing.
This you can see apart from my sheep. But I mean, otherwise it was no. That's in the stream below the house, which you saw in the first picture.
So the difficult job was to find that building
and
the surroundings and this beautiful landscape.
Mm.
Right.
I mean, some of those things that you find will then be picked up and used in the film. You know, they're not necessarily pertinent to the story when you're looking for the location, but it's something you find when you go there.
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much. And now comes the last picture. Victoria, please.
It was a staircase, pretty dark, and a lady was probably the housekeeper, was showing somebody up and showing them around.
Mm-hmm. What was in the background?
A picture.
Almost.
Maybe an embroidery.
Kind of embroidery, maybe. Could we have the picture, please, now? So this is the fantastic moment, the moment of truth. And, right, so this is a sort of staircase. Miss Fairfax, I'm just shining my knowledge because I had to read the book. And in the background we have Jane, and in the background there's the tapestry. Isn't
tapestry,
it?
Yeah.
Again, was it on location and you didn't have to do anything with this?
No, this was built in the studio. This was all built in the studio, and the tapestry is in fact painted.
Oh.
On to look like embroidery, but it's painted in fact.
And did you paint the tapestry?
Oh, no.
But you had plans for this?
We found the reference for it, yes. Oh. And then we supply the reference to the scenic artist, and the scenic artist will then paint the tapestry.
So there's a scenic artist too. I think we should then invite the scenic artist on the show one day. Right. And I've chosen another fantastic shot for you. And it's going to be, again, there must be a staircase before that, I believe. And this was such a wonderful shot with a flight of stairs and a landing. And it was a pity because it was on in the film just for 3 seconds. Unfortunately, I can't show it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you allowed to talk about the film you've been working on here?
Yes, I think that's fine, yeah.
That's fine. So what's the title of the film?
A Lion in Winter. It's a famous film. It was made, I think, 12, 14 years ago originally, with Peter O'Toole and Catherine Hepburn.
And it's a remake of
this? This is a remake for television. Yeah.
Right. Here we go.
All right.
We have found it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So let's jump back. Let's get back to this. So how much work did you have with this? Because it appeared in the film for 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, we built all this staircase. We built the whole thing in the studio. So it was quite extensive staircase.
Just for 3 seconds?
I think it's in the film for a little longer than 3 seconds. That particular
I checked it. 4 seconds. Really, I did check it. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. So for 4 seconds, you worked like hell, right? Mm. It must have been a difficult work.
Good.
Right. So,
really?
So, Lion in Winter.
Lion in Winter.
And Roger sent me a couple of pictures, drawings, and I've chosen 3 of them because they are very different. The first one is going to come up pretty soon on the projector. It's like an architect's plan. Mm-hmm. And over to you again. So what can we say? And you can come here and show a couple of things.
This is just a sketch elevation of one of the walls in the Great Hall, which features in the film, which is set in medieval times in the 12th century. So, say this is just one particular plane of the set. There are others, but this was done as a rough sketch elevation for the draftsman, who then takes it on and builds the whole thing, draws the whole thing, obviously.
Right. Would you please come here?
Sure.
And would you show this drawing, which is very different from that one?
It is.
This is like an artist's sketch.
This is, in fact, was an overlay on a real site, on a real location in Czechoslovakia, in Slovakia rather, sorry. And this has been drawn over existing buildings so that when we are at the castle in the 12th century, we cover up everything modern with the buildings of the style at the time.
Right. What is this, for example?
That's a gibbet.
What's
to
a
hang
gibbet?
People on.
Very nice. And this is the original
and
site.
And this is the site with the buildings that you see drawn there have now been erected and put in place.
Right. And here's another picture of yours. Again, a very different technique.
Yep.
It's like a combination of a photograph and some drawings. Mm-hmm. And isn't it an Indian teepee? So what?
Sort of. It looks like an Indian teepee. In fact, the style of tent at that time wasn't dissimilar because it's basically a simple idea. But in fact, it's a central post, whereas the Indian teepees were, you know, a number of poles forming a tent. But this is on a location, and we set the tents on the location, and then in the background here, we electronically we've put in a castle, which is the one from Slovakia.
Yeah, because it says CGI.
Yeah, CGI.
CGI. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And this gives me an opportunity to talk about CGI and mm-hmm. how do you think it will change your profession?
Mm-hmm.
How do you imagine your profession in 20 years' time?
Well, I'd probably be having a lie down somewhere, but generally I think new designers are going to find it, they'll have less to do physically, possibly. But even despite the computer, use of computer, you'll still find those things have still got to be designed. So it might just be a different role. I doubt if it would be quite such a physical role as it is now. But in the, you know, there'll still be designers. So
right.
If you want to be a designer, don't give up.
Thank you very much. Would you like to ask anything from Roger about his profession? Koto, please.
What happens to the sets that you make in the studio after the film's made?
What happens to them?
Mm-hmm.
They all get broken up and thrown away.
Oh.
Sad, isn't it?
But it's very sad.
There might be certain elements, if they are particularly well made or that they might keep and put into storage for mm-hmm. using another time.
Thank you. Victor, please.
And how many people are working on one set?
You need to build it, or
yes.
When they shoot it, when they build it? It depends on the size of the set. This one that you have, you know, the 12th century set you saw on the screen, mm-hmm. there was probably 50 people working on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Roger, just one more question. Your greatest success and your worst failure, if you can put it in 20 seconds.
Goodness me, that's very hard. I can't think of a failure.
Okay. Very modest production designer. And the greatest success?
I think Chariots of Fire probably was the greatest success, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming along.
It's been
my pleasure
to
have you.
Okay.
And take care.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. It's
Thank
going
you.
To be English for you again next week. See you.
Ma senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy,
Istenem, segíts!
Vagy válaszút előtt állsz,
kapod még egy esélyt. Most már magámon.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt.
Nem szabad feladni, én megértem az érzéseidet. Megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jóság, hanem üzenet.